Apparent.
Okay. Dina era Pesach Chalios b'Shabbes Siftalet. Rabbeinu Mispalim b'Hashkama. That's probably the hardest part for some people. In the morning, we daven very early. All right, and the Mishnah Berurah says don't schlep out the daven.
Why are you talking to parrots?
I'm not didn't say I'm talking to parrots. I said I'm talking to everybody. Shaloi la'achar azman.
Liner,
he shouldn't
we're
push off
davening
this.
after the student.
You're davening after the student. Interesting. Shaloi la'achar azman. You shouldn't push off the zman. Shemutarim b'achilas chametz, because you don't want to eat. You can sit there if you want, but you don't want to put. You don't want to eat pasta. The proper thing to do is split this meal into two. First you make birchas hamazon, and then you take a little break. When you walk over divrei Torah or learning, I don't know exactly what that means with divrei Torah. Sitting at the table, not sitting at the table, or some sort of tiyul. Now, what's the difference between halicha and tiyul? I'm not sure either. Basically, go outside, take a walk, then wash your hands again, eat a little bit of mavarich shenis birchas hamazon, and make a second birchas hamazon, to be mekayim mitzvah sudas shlishis, to be mekayim mitzvah sudas shlishis, even though sudas shlishis really, and the reason why you need that break is because you don't want a bracha shenis tzricha, that you're just splitting a meal into two. So sudas shlishis, though, should not be before chatzos. Right? So what you should do is in the afternoon, the Ramah says in the afternoon, I'm not so sure why the Kitzur doesn't bring this. In the afternoon, you should make sure to eat some fruit or meat or fish or something like that to be Yotze Shalashudas according to those opinions. Because you can't be Yotze Shalashudas after Chatzos with bread, obviously, and you matzah not either. So that's the problem. Hey, knowing in Lahafter, the haftarah is b'malach b'malachi v'arva l'fi shekasav sham aviyu hamaser is b'la'itzer v'hum v'anyana ki l'fi yesh ayrim v'yizman aviyu v'er pesach shel shana revias shebeshmita. That's the shas aviyu and shana is from the seventh year. I mean, there's something called beer, which is basically you have to make an accounting for all your trumas and maaseres, and everything has to be done. I think it's the third year and the seventh. Uber Pesach and a by Erev Pesach. Uber Pesach, Shoshana Shvias, Shebeshmita, Shekola Maisa, Shehifrish, Kol Gimel Shana Mitvua, Mitvuasai, all the Chumas and Maisa you separate from Yitvua, Vahayu Menacha, Bebesai, and they're in the house, Mechuyavim, Oz, Litnaim La Levi, you have to give it all to the Levi. Right? So since that's on Erev Pesach, so that's why we pick that, that Haftarah. Fine. Vahayu Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, Yizor, Kolodim, Ma'id, Ma'id. Very careful. Lishol im hifrishu chalam and achala shafu l'chavet Shabbos. You have to make sure that they separated the chala for the chalas that you're eating on Shabbos. Ki im lo hifrishu chala, because if they weren't mavish chala v'nisgru b'Shabbos and they realized on Shabbos, yesh b'zeh mevucha gedoy l'malasas. There's a big hack, as they say, what to do, because ki also l'hafrish chala b'Shabbos. You're not separate chala on Shabbos because that's fixing. V'gam also l'shahaisan. You also can't leave it in your house. That's the Magen Ram. Shatzarach liten kol chalas la'akum. The Magen Ram says, give all the chalas to a guy. B'matana gemura with a full matana. Kaidim shat shenesva shenasan ba'ana. Before it's also ba'ana. V'yesh chalken, and those disagree. V'kasu takanas acheres v'chulan rechaykas, and they have all sorts of other problems. And that's all rechaykas v'alchein tzrichim v'zar v'dover. Just make sure that they take off chala. I imagine most people are not baking their own chalas this. For this Shabbos, so it shouldn't be a problem. Simon Kuf Tezayin, our favorite of subject, Dina Hagola, the halachas of kashering. You want to just fill it out? You can. You don't have to stay.
You know.
You want to hang out?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Upa Yurches Chai Sifim, right? You don't write Yurches. I mean, you could write Yurches, but Chai better. Aleph, kol kli cheres, so any earthenware, shenashtamash b'chametz, that was used for chametz, loy mahani lay, it doesn't help to do hagolah. Loy hagolah v'loy libun, you can't kasher them, because the taste doesn't come out of them. Aval atanurim v'akiroi, sabinuyim ha'avonim, u'levenim mahani, but the ovens and the sinks, stoves, I'm sorry, habanuyim avonim, that are made out of stone or bone, not bones, bricks. Mahani luhu libun libun helps. Vayin lel simin kuf yud. Right? Over what, exactly how the kashrus works. But tanurim shehem bebeis acharif, and the tanur that's in the winter house, meaning the, I guess, the furnace. Now you can delay mahani lu hechsher. The meaning is that hechsher doesn't help. But let's say on this tanur, you want to put a pot on it. First, you want to put a tas, a piece of metal, tas shel barzel, and then you can put the pot on top of that. That will also help for an oven made out of earthenware. Base kli etz kli matras, wood and metal, kli even, and stone, kli etzim, wood or etzim, bone, ma'ani lu agola, agola helps. Achim hu dovash miskalka b'roisin, but if it's something that gets destroyed in hot water, meaning something that will, hot water will damage it, let's say glass or certain light plastics, kelim ha'n dubokim b'devek, if it's kelim that are stuck with glue, afilu imrak hakata m'dubek b'ez devek, even if just the handle, has got devik in loy mahani le hagola, hagola doesn't help. Mishum tachashin and shem le yagilu yafa, because perhaps there was no hagola done properly. Gimel, kind of shamagalus akli, tzorach le nakoy se heitim and achluda, rust to kadoima. You have to, before you do hagola, you have to clean it well from the rust, because you can't have anything that's going to block the hot water. Shiye noki legami has to be completely clean. Avamaris flekin, ain behen kveda, but, things that just discoloration is not a problem. And if there's holes in the kli, you have to clean them well. And if it's metal, put the coals on the hole to do libun there. Meaning, if you have any cracks in it, so you could put coals, which is a much better kashering. And then you do hagol on the rest to hot water. And after that, you do hagol. Let's say you can't clean out the holes. You can't do libun. You have no takana. So that's why things that have knives, that have handles, the minig is not takasha them. And, you know, like things that have intricate designs, etc. Also, minig is not tekasha. You have to be very careful. If hagola helps or not. And the best thing to do is it's possible that you should buy him new knives for Pesach. Kalim that you use with, that get used with fire without water, like barbecue grills and those things, tzrichim libun, that needs libun. So basins and pans, she'ayfen behen chametz, that they bake chametz, tzrichim libun, they need libun. Ha'libun tzarach liyas l'chatchila, and the libun needs to be l'chatchila libun chazak, so strong, at she'u nitzaitzes, nitzazen mimenu, until sparks come out of it, which is very difficult to know nowadays, because our metal doesn't really do that. So, It's hard to know. It's hard to know exactly what point that is. Some say to put like a put a tissue on it and see if the tissue starts burning, and, maybe, and then I would be kal. Oh, whatever it is, vamarda. That's the shovel, you know, the spatula. Shel eitz ein la takana. That has no takana because it needs libun. You can't do libun on wood because it's going to burn the wood. All right, just 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, we will stop there.